Greetings, hello, and V-Gates. Ich bin David Guerra, former member of Alpha Company 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. Again, Alpha Company 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. And I hope your 2013 holiday season is going well. I'm recording this episode on Sunday, December 8th, 2013, and Christmas and Advent are well underway. The seasons are well underway, and that's a good thing. Hey, listen, it's about this time. You know, it's nice and cool outside, and we're doing a little Christmas shopping and stuff like that. And my question to you is, who is missing the Glühwein and bratwurst that they sell while you're walking around the Christmas markets out there by the Kudamm or the Gendarmenmarkt? You know what I'm talking about? The Glühwein, that, oh man, that's fantastic stuff. Or bratwurst, you see them cooking out there in those grills. Yeah, I'm missing that right about now. I mean, definitely. But I'm missing walking around the Christmas markets. I mean, we have Christmas activities here in the States. Some are bigger than others. Locally, we have a couple of Christmas markets, but they only run for one weekend, and that's it. And today's the last day in my neck of the woods for the one big one. And that's it. There's nothing more. At least, you know, and Berlin is running all the time. It's a party activity. In Germany, it's a party activity. And in other countries in Europe, it's a party. So you know what? We need to do more to bring that back here. And if you haven't guessed by now, well, let me clue you in. This is the 2013 Christmas episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. You know what? Let's get some important business out of the way. This is the 52nd episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, and it is brought to you today, again, by The Walking Leader. The Walking Leader is the first business leadership book by U.S. Army veteran David Guerra, yours truly, and who wrote this book to fill a void that existed when leaders and managers are told that the only way to get to know the people that they're supervised and get to know everybody in the organization is to get out there and walk around the company floor, hit the ground running, get to know, handshake, talk to, and just interact with everybody. It doesn't have to just be the people you deal with directly. Now, there were no set of rules. You was kind of like you were just told, hey, go out and do this. So what I did is I based on my military, my state government, and private sector experience, I assembled 20 rules into this handy pocket-sized book or ebook that can be used by longtime managers, leaders, longtime leaders, first-time leaders, management trainees, anybody that wants to become a leader and up their game in any organization. It doesn't have to be the military, doesn't have to be state government, doesn't have to be private sector or the private sector, any sector. It's covered. And the Walking Leader's 20 Rules You Can Follow Now to Guide You Down the Path of Leadership Greatness in Your Organization is available from Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and almost all major online retailers. So remember, that's The Walking Leader by David Guerra. Now that that's out of the way, I also want to invite you to visit the new Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. The Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory is a listing of great companies and organizations that provide some seriously high-speed, low-drag products and services. We have Berlin Brigade veteran businesses from Oregon, Tennessee, Florida, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, West Virginia, and Texas in the directory so far. We got more coming on. Now, for those that are business owners and directors and managers or independent contractors, I invite you to get your business listed on the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. I know that there are still plenty of you out there. I know some of you I've messaged directly and have chosen not to respond back to me. That's fine. That's fine. It's fine with me. I can't force you to put your information out there. But guess what? In this day and age, the economy being the way it is, really, it's free. It's a free promotion. It's a free promotion tool only open to you, the veteran business owners. So again, the cost of entry is just to be a veteran. That's it. There's nothing else behind it. There's no long-term fee. It is free. I can't explain it. And I understand, you know, you get what you pay for. But again, you know, we have over 4,000 members of the Berlin Brigade email address that have provided their email address in the registry. We have thousands of website visitors hitting us every month. We have 2,000 active followers on Facebook. We have got, that's a lot of people, and then their friends, and then they tell their friends. So imagine that long tail, if you will. So folks, If you run, you own, you manage a business with 1 or 1,000 or 1 million employees and want to offer your services and products to other, not just other members of the Berlin Brigade, but to those people that they know. And, you know, because somebody might say, hey, do you happen to know somebody who does this? You know what? There is somebody here. Let me put you in contact with them. Also, for those of you, those individuals, like I said, those of you looking for some great services or products, then this is the place you should be looking first. I invite you to check out the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory at berlinbrigade.com/biz, B-I-Z. As we start winding down the calendar year, I want to take a moment to thank everyone that has supported berlinbrigade.com throughout the past year and all the years before. It's been awesome. It's been fantastic. I am humbled by your support and everything you've done. You really just don't know how much I appreciate that support and how much I appreciate each and every one of you. Like I said earlier, 4,000 names, addresses on the registry, 2,000 followers on the Facebook fan group page, the Facebook fan page, website visitors in the thousands every month. I mean, I'm humbled, but you know what? It's all because of you. It's not because of me. I might have started the first snowball and look at what it's grown into, and that's fine. Somebody had to do it. I'm glad it's me. Because again, I am very fortunate to be sitting in this situation, this moment in time, and just say, wow, and I'm just in awe of everybody's support. So I thank you. I thank you a lot. You don't know how much you mean to me. And even though things have been pretty interesting and they've continued to move along, and that's all because of you, like I said, they will continue to get interesting and remain interesting because we have to. So seriously, like I said, you do not know how much your contributions and messages of support have kept me going. Then again, by the same token, there have been others that have said and done things that personally, I cannot see a Berlin Brigade soldier say or do. Then again, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion and to act and behave in the manner they see fit. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Well, I'll say this much more. To those individuals, I'm going to say thank you to you too. You know, you might not have agreed with some of the stuff I put out there. You might not like some of the stuff I put out there, but you know what? It's because of you that it keeps me on my toes. It lets me know, hey, you know what? It grounds me. It reminds me that I can't, what's that saying? You can't make all of the people happy all of the time. And it's very much true. But if I can make the majority of you happy all the time, that's great. And if I make some of you upset some of the time or all of the time, that's great too. Because you know what? That creates dialogue and that's how we make things change. And that's how we change for the better. So it takes a lot from all sides to keep the website and the ancillary internet activities moving in the right direction and moving forward. And what I mean by the ancillary internet activities is things like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, Google+, and a few other social media locations and applications and services that I've interacted with everybody over the past year. Now, while those are great, I want to make some time in 2014, and you know, this is that time of year where we all start planning and saying we're going to do these things and we put out those resolutions, but I've seen the numbers and I see where the focus is and I've got to get back to basics. And that means I want to restart focusing on the website properly. And I'm talking berlinbrigade.com and taking the primary focus off the ancillary activities or the ancillary internet activities. And I want to start driving the conversation back to the website because I am, the numbers show it. I am missing out on the biggest conversation that I can have. And that conversation is with you, each and every one of you, all 4,000 in the registry, the 2,000 in the Facebook fan page, the group page, the YouTube, the Twitter followers. I mean, it's a lot of people, but if we can drive the traffic back, we can really, really have a much more expanded, greater conversation. And that's what I want to do. So what I'm going to do is I've started and you've seen me over the year kind of do it. And last year, I really, really played a lot more with it. But now I think I know which direction I need to go. So I'm telling you now, be on the lookout for more opportunities to interact with me with you, and you with each other over in the coming year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's coming and it's not going to go away. It's just going to be another thing we're doing. So be on the lookout for that. Before I forget, there was a caller to the BerlinBrigade.com hotline on November 26th, and it said it was from the Oklahoma City area. Sir, you never did leave your name or what unit you were assigned to, but I do have to say thank you for your kind words, and you are welcome. And to the caller from Grand Forks, North Dakota, you did leave your name, and thank you for that. Also, I want to say thank you for your kind words as well, and you are welcome. Everyone is welcome to call into the hotline at 413-274-4233. It's all over the website. 413-274-4233. Please clearly leave your name and what unit you served. It would be nice to put a name to the voice. And go ahead and leave your comment, whatever you want to say. It's awesome. Please do. And now, if you choose to remain anonymous, that's okay. Just say so. But you will get recognized, and I'll say thank you or answer your question if you leave a question. Now, if it's an urgent question, we'll address it right away. But, folks, I do want to say there are some situations that I will not call back on. I will not address. I cannot address because, for one, I either do not know the facts as you're asking. I do not have any way of knowing who or what was present at any of the situations or instances or moments or anything you're talking about, or just basically it does not pertain to me, and I really choose not to be a part of that conversation. As an example, I'll use this. Several years ago, I got a phone call a little bit after we started the hotline, after I opened it up, and I got a phone message, and they were looking for somebody from one of the support battalions. Okay, no big deal. Well, it turned out to be that they were, I'm just going to say it, they were bill collectors, okay? And somehow, I guess through their searching, they were looking for this individual, they found this individual. I don't know if it's the right individual, but the name matched up. So they were calling and constantly calling and leaving message. Please get in touch with so-and-so. They need to da-da-da. This is so-and-so from this so-and-so collection company, XYZ collection company or whatever. And it's like, no, that's not my responsibility. That's not my business. But they kept flooding the line. I mean, it was all hours. It was different dates. It was no preset pattern. Until finally, I basically threatened them with civil action. This is not their place of business. This is not their place of work. This is not where they live. This is a website that they're calling. And I don't know any more than what you see online. And they weren't happy with that. They were adamant that I knew everything about the individual. And they started giving me, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Again, I cannot help you. So for those of you that have called in the past and want something specific or are looking for some individuals or trying to get something put together on a specific incident, if I wasn't there, I can't help you. And by now, the majority of the email addresses are back up online because of the data scraping that was going on. And sure enough, it continues to this day. We've tried to put a ban on that organization. It's coming in from Nigeria. And they seem to be using different IP addresses. So as we see them on our website, I'm trying to block them, but they still keep coming in. So I'm doing my best, folks. So again, like I said, I will not answer those calls. I will not respond to those kinds of calls. Those that are asking for specifics on a specific incident, especially something that happened when I wasn't there. Things happened in the 60s, 70s. Early 80s, very early 80s, late 80s, 90s. I'm sorry, I was there from 85 to 87. Other than that, I really can't help you. And I do refer you to go to the registry and look up names. And if they want to help, let them help. They'll want to help. If not, that's up to that individual. I can't force anybody to do anything else. So what I'm getting at, long story short, is, you know, leave your message. That's fine. But I'll help you when I can, and I won't when I can't. And that's the bottom line. And speaking of the hotline, everyone, we're still looking to hear your story. We need to hear your story. We want to make sure that your time in Berlin is captured and posted here on the website for all times. Here's the problem, and it's as we get further and further away from the end, it gets smaller and smaller. What's happening is the history books are quickly marginalizing and minimizing the Cold War to just a few paragraphs. Now, of course, there's dedicated history books. 1961, awesome book. Cold War in Berlin, an awesome book. Several books about the Cold War, but those are dedicated. We're talking about the history books, the books that our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids are reading. Those books are quickly marginalizing and minimizing the Cold War, again, like I said, to just a few paragraphs. The Vietnam War is just quickly being skimmed over. The Berlin Wall is maybe a couple of sentences, and this is because I've seen it firsthand in some of the textbooks. Now, that's not to say that, you know, that it's wrong, but it is wrong. I'm not going to lie. It is wrong, but it goes to show that the priorities are shifting, and priorities are shifting to testing, you know, those minimum skills tests, you know, make sure that the kids know the minimum amount they need to know. And that's fine, but does it really increase their curiosity? Because, you know, it might be a paragraph or two and they'll skim right over it and forget about it. But if it's a couple of pages or a chapter, you know, that kind of gets curiosity going. Heck, that's how I knew about Spandau Prison and Rudolf Hess still being there before I even got there. Because, again, and when I was in school, the history books did teach a little bit about what happened after the World War II, the Nuremberg trials, and the Cold War. So I was aware of what was going on. Many of us were. But if Berlin was still intact, would that be, and Berlin was still an assignment, would the individuals going there for the first time know what went on? That's a great question. So, it's a great question, but it's also not acceptable because we kind of know the answer. And so, what is acceptable is ensuring that the world never forgets that the Cold War was fought and won by real individuals. Real people who experience firsthand events and deserve to have their information, their memories, their stories, their time in Berlin captured and shared with everyone. So what I'm asking you is I'm asking you to call in or email me or drop me a note or a tweet or something and say, hey, look, I served in Berlin sometime between the end of World War II to the day we turn off the lights, somewhere in between there. And let me know and say, hey, I want to schedule an interview. And really, it's real simple. I call you. I call you. We set up some time, about an hour. I'm not going to lie to you. It takes about an hour. You know, we'll say, oh, yeah, we'll talk about 15 minutes or 20 minutes. But the minimum is about an hour of your time completely. And we'll sit down. We'll talk. We'll record it. And I'll process it through it. And we'll get it up as an interview here on the next future podcast. But folks, it's really that simple. So email me, dave@berlinbrigade.com. And I really, really, truly believe that the only way we can ensure that the future knows about what we did and what happened is that we have to stand up and we have to have our voices heard and we need to tell them exactly what went on from all of our perspectives, not from somebody who read it in a book, in another book, and decided to write a new book about it. No, we need to tell them from people that were firsthand on the ground, boots on the ground, walking on those cobblestone streets, going to the front line, going to Checkpoint Charlie when we had to go to Checkpoint Charlie, walking the wall, doing wall patrol. Any little thing, monitoring activities on the corridor between Checkpoint Alpha and Checkpoint Bravo. Time in the Grunewald, who were those mysterious people in the mysterious vehicle that all of a sudden pulled up when we were out in the Grunewald? Or those people up in that tower with the binoculars looking at us when we were in Doughboy City? Those stories need to be told. They definitely need to be told, and they need to be out there so people can understand that this was really real and it really did happen. So again, think about it. Drop me a note anytime. I will respond. We'll get it under control. I know we've had some scheduling issues in the past with others, but you know what? I think all of that's behind us now, and we need to keep moving forward because, again, it is that important. So, again, dave@berlinbrigade.com. Drop me a note. Tweet me. Message me on Facebook if you see me, but let's get your story recorded and out there for everybody. Everyone, I invite you to visit the Sound and Vision page to order your books, videos, which are authored by Berlin Brigade veterans or supporters or those that have created works based on our time in Berlin. The link is berlinbrigade.com/pages/soundvision. Sound Vision's all one word. Press enter and enjoy. We have works from our very own T.H.E. Hill, author of those Monterey Mary series of books. New York Times best-selling author Rebecca Cantrell with her Hannah Vogel series of books set before World War II. Excuse me. And we've got Charles Sledge, very own Charles Sledge, his baseball book. Check it out. It's very informative. It's chock full of information. And especially if you've got young ones getting ready to get into the sport, this is the book they need. This is the book that the coaches need. This is the book that the parents need. This book really, I mean, he covered all the bases, you know, pun intended. But he did cover all the bases. Stan Nelms, MP. Wow, the book is awesome. And I highly recommend it. So check it out, Rat Shack. Don Cooper, he talks about his time over on Teufelsberg. And his story rivals, his story C-Trick. And it rivals some of the writing that T.H.E. Hill has given us. So two great perspectives of one location. And, of course, the sponsor of this podcast and your host, David Guerra, myself, author of The Walking Leader, The 20 Rules You Can Follow Now to Guide You Down the Path of Leadership Greatness in Your Organization. Most of the links are for Amazon.com. And so by all means, check them out. The videos, we've got the Bratz video from Donna Musel. Great stuff. The Wall. Story of the, you know, as the wall went up and the story of what happened after the wall came down. A lot of great stuff. Great information. Great publishers. Great authors. Great directors. Great writers. So, again, I invite you to visit the Sound and Vision page and support everybody that's listed on there. Again, it's you need something as referencing something in Berlin. This is the place to go. Check it out. Again, that is berlinbrigade.com/pages/soundvision. Sound Vision is all one word. Another page on the berlinbrigade.com website is the ebooks and downloadable content page. And you can look for that link on the berlinbrigade.com homepage. Now, right now, we have a few free items for download, and more content will be available just after the first of the year. Now, here's something for just you, the listeners of this podcast. I will send you all the downloadable content before it is made available on the berlinbrigade.com website. And all you have to do is send me an email at dave@berlinbrigade.com. And in the subject line, just put the word content. That's it. What I'll do is I will actually be sending you the stuff, a couple of days before it actually goes onto the website, before it's actually live on the website. So you kind of get like a sneak preview or early release or world premiere before everybody else does. It's pretty cool. And it's not out there yet. And I said it last month and I'll say it again. The clue for the first release is, can you say East Pass? That's right. So again, the word is content on the subject line, and dave@berlinbrigade.com is all you have to do. We'll get you everything you need, and you'll just be on that list forever. So anything new that comes out, you'll get it beforehand. So again, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and the subject line, put the word content to get your free content ahead of everybody else. Let's start wrapping this up. We're going to wrap it all up here in a nice little package, put a bow on it, put it underneath the tree, and it's all for you. Now, I want to invite you to call and leave a voice message or audio comment on the berlinbrigade.com hotline. That's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is pick up your phone, your cell phone, dial 1-413-274-4233, hit send or hit call or whatever you press. And next thing you know, you're connected. If I don't answer, I'll be randomly online throughout the holiday season and early January. And then I'll set more of a formal schedule once we get past the holidays. But in the meantime, if I'm not there, leave a voice message. And as always, you can send in your comments, concerns, questions, reunion information, and of course, podcast ideas. You can send them to me, Dave, D-A-V-E, at berlinbrigade.com. That's the email address, dave@berlinbrigade.com. And if you want to get your message to the right audience, reunion information, kind of like what Clay did last month, the Clay Gephardt, and I invite you to check out episode 51 to get more information on that. All you have to do is, just say, hey, Dave, look, I need to get on the podcast. I got some information I want to share with everybody. We got a reunion. We got a project. Something big's happening. Drop me a note. It's that simple. It really is that simple. And we'll get the word out. Like I said, we got 4,000 veterans of the Berlin Brigade. I've got their email addresses. We've got 2,000 followers on Facebook. We've got a couple thousand followers on Twitter. I mean, that's a big reach. And even then, that's even bigger reach because if they share or retweet or anything, it extends past, it goes out to their friends and their followers. So we can get the word out. We can get the word out rather quickly. So by all means, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com. We'll work together. We'll get the word out and we'll figure out what we need to do to get that word out. Now, aside from visiting the berlinbrigade.com website, you can always stay up to date with the latest at berlinbrigade.com by following me on Twitter, and that address is www.twitter.com/berlinbrigade, all one word, or the @, the little A with the circle around it, @berlinbrigade, Berlin Brigade's all one word, and you can follow me on Twitter, and I'll post stuff out there all the time. Let me go back, just so you have a point of reference as to when I am recording this, and my latest tweet reads, you ready? Who is missing the Glühwein on the Kudamm at the Christmas market? There it is, and that was just 11 minutes ago. And just so you know, that's when I posted that in reference to recording this podcast. So you have an idea of how often I post and where I post and when I don't. So again, there you go. Let's see. Lastly, want to remind you, signed books make excellent Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers. So we have a page at berlinbrigade.com/signed books. Signed books is all one word. Check it out there. I've coordinated with several authors, and I'm adding more. And this is going to be neat because this is going to be a year-round thing. I'm going to go ahead and leave this page up. This is how you can directly contact those authors to get a signed book. Get your book autographed by the author. Excuse me. We'll add more. I know I'm working on one right now, and there are a couple of other ones that I'm not too sure I'll be able to work, I guess because of they've become so popular that their load might just be, will be prohibitive to do that, and where they kind of just do their signings to just local signings here and there, bookstores and stuff like that. But we're gonna expand on this one. So I know people have written books, and I know people continue to write books, and I know people will always write books. And I know that people will always want to read them. So by all means, visit that page. That's signed books. BerlinBrigade.com/signed books. There it is. And there's also a link to it under the news section there at the homepage of BerlinBrigade.com. Well, everyone, that's it for the 52nd edition of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry. I thank you for spending this time with me. I do appreciate you spending this time with me, taking all the time to listen to get to this point. And if you got to this point, here's another thing for you. Send me an email between now and the end of January. Well, no, not the end of January. January 15. So we've got December 8th all the way to January 15, 2014. Anytime between there, you're listening to this podcast. I need you to put down podcast number and the word calendar in the subject line. So it's 52 calendar. And what I'll do is out of everybody that sends in, I will draw one name or two or three. And you're going to get a 2013 BerlinBrigade.com wall calendar, one of those tall, long ones. And I'll send it to you. I'll be in touch with you. And the 2014 wall calendar, it's the tall one, it's the single one, it's got the big picture and it's got the calendar on the bottom. That's it. It's a one page thing. It rolls out, or it'll mount up nice and neat. It's pretty cool. Last year we had the Europa Center on it, really nice. That's taken from the Kaiser Wilhelm Church, so you kind of, that's the angle of that one. The year before we had the Kaiser Wilhelm Church on it, and it was pretty cool. So again, 52 calendar. And in an email to dave@berlinbrigade.com, and you will be in the drawing. And on January, what day will that be? January 15th is a Wednesday. And this is going to be United States Central Time, 6 p.m. We'll draw who that is, and I will post it out there. And I will drop you a message so you can send back your mailing address. And again, this is worldwide, so it doesn't matter where you are, wherever you're listening to, I will send it to you. I'll send you the calendar. So it's still only 15 days into the new year, so you'll still have plenty of time to use the calendar. And again, let's have a little fun with this. So again, dave@berlinbrigade.com, the subject line, 52 calendar, that's it, you're in the drawing. From starting today, December 8th, 2013, to January 15th, 2014, to get a calendar. So a little something something. So listen, thank you again for spending this time with me. Until next month, we're going to have a guest interview. We've already got that one in the can. That's ready to rock and roll. And we're going to start the year 2014 off in the right step. And I hope you like what we're going to bring you. So until then, danke, auf Wiedersehen, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Fröhliche Weihnachten, glückliches Neujahr, and tschüss.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!